Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Do you have a hell of a story? Whenever you tell that story, people are like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that happened to you. It's your turn to be the storyteller, and you can submit your story at annaandraven.com. Chris, you have a hell of a story. You're a hero.
I don't know if I'm a hero. I guess I just did what I would normally do in a circumstance. It was 2015. I think I worked total that day about 16 or 17 hours. On my way home, I was getting off the highway. Four or five cars parked on the right-hand shoulder and a tree across the highway. Drove around, I asked one of the people standing there, I said, is there someone in the car? I saw a car smoking, spun out on the grass, and they said, well, we don't know. I was also in the service, and the first thing I always used to tell my soldiers in Iraq is you assess the situation, then you address it. Drove my car quickly in front of the car, and when I looked, saw a man unconscious, bleeding profusely out of his head, and body was mangled. And when I looked in the back seat, I saw two car seats, and I'm a father of two little girls. My instincts really kicked in high gear. Door was locked, and normally I always carry a little pocket knife that has a seatbelt cutter and a glass breaker. Broke the glass, and I yelled across the street, can someone give me a hand? And I think they were more interested to see what was going to happen with the vehicle rather than actually helping the patron. Once I got the window broken, door unlocked, I said, can someone help me pull this man? Again, no one moved. Got the seatbelt off, dropped my phone, pulled the man about 20 feet away from the car. And there was a young man and his girlfriend actually driving by, and they stopped. I said, hey, is there anything I can do? And I told them, I said, here's the keys to my car. Park my car in between. Now the car is engulfed in flames. Insane. And he took my car. He parked it in between the guy and the car that was on fire. Combat life-saving skills kicked in, and I, you know, elevated the guy's feet so it would keep his blood towards his heart and brain, turned his head and loosened his belt buckle and took my shirt off trying to hold compression onto his head because he was bleeding. State troopers arrived first. Ambulance firemen were all behind. And I'll never forget the words when the ambulance gentleman looked back at the state trooper and said, you know, thank God for you because this guy would probably be dead. State trooper looked at him and said, well, it's actually this man right here. And, you know, I dress up when I go to work. I had white polo pants on, a striped blue and white shirt, which was full of blood now. And the ambulance guy got up and he hugged me and he's like, we need more people around here like this. That's my hell of a story.
Wow. That is a hell of a story.
Chris, your situational awareness is striking. You know, obviously with your background, you know, a lot of that training will prepare you, but you sound very much to me a person who has a sense of duty.
You know, it's so many years later, and I hadn't got the opportunity to meet the man. And I keep telling myself I should just go to the state troopers department, pull the police report because I'm on there and see if I can find this guy. But
it's honestly very surprising to me that this man or his spouse hasn't tracked you down and found you, because, you know, you had everything to do with the fact that this man was able to live his life after that.
One last thing, Chris. You always carry with you a window breaker? Is that like an actual tool that I can buy? Because I feel like that should be something that lives in everybody's car,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I have one in my wife's car, and I highly recommend it. They're just, you can get a cheap little Smith & Wesson knife for $20 off of whatever website you choose from, and it has a window breaker and a seatbelt cutter. It's literally like a razor blade. You cut it right through a seatbelt in the blink of an eye.
That's, Chris, yeah. I mean, we'd all be so fortunate to have you driving behind somebody that we cared about in the worst situation. So thank you for sharing. It's a hell of a story
it
right
sure
there.
It sure is. And if you have a hell of a story, too, head to annaandraven.com.